Shir Tesvav Nusachim, continued by the Shishivot Chavav Cheshun Hitov Shimem Vav, November 10th, 1985, on Sunday, continued.
So when the Mishnah says we can wait, come up with him after eating chametz, the purpose of that traditional clause in the Mishnah is to advise us that the Chulei Habayis do not do kind of the game. Chulei Habayis himself, for Yehim Natachtenim, הגויים יישא מדי והנמוכים יישא מדי ונכון להשתמש עם צורך לבדי. If you have home the wall very high up, it's not accessible to them, and all very low near the floor, so again a person is not likely to bend down and be mishtamish in the prayer, so nearly doesn't require the care. It's mocking Shemachnitzim de Chomet. The Gaga Yetzia Papishu Nomuch Hoye Mishupe Eim Tzorech Livdei Avo Shot Adun Shalohem Hoye Mishupoim. So in other words, the roof is flat, so people use it for leisure. So Mele Eite Vidin Ovi Mokin Shemachnitzim de Chomet. יעשיין חית קלמי משתי השלט שניסן ספקים עדי חונסי רי איתו דיקדו לא יגעגו דירך בזבוקו ראי סטייבו. So why is that in מוקים שמחליס מחומית והם עזדו את חומית? The answer is if there was חומית, so then they certainly they love שמוריש המחומית הבהם עזוכנו. A place where you store straw, the Atemadadish of Homichon, the Chinese Yahweh Shemen. Now the Bryce also says, Rapshinam Hilene, Mitach Rekabisi Chabayi, to Mapsekes, Tichon Kitchen. Achlekes, Mamine, Sedimokin, Christo. לחלק השמישי הבית ויוחד מיוצא מוקד. So in other words, if you place the bed in the middle ומצקה שיפשצק בישולה ובקרקע כן שרדו גבים למטו. In other words, it's elevated, the mattress, the ground of the bed is not on the floor. So Mapsekes, so the Alokhi is Rikhobdike, the Rimino, Chodimore Sikashe, Chore Shinon Mokadei Rei, Zeboni Matloch Shemagarbe, Shemagar, Shomadimin Libei. So in respect to Chaya, there is a stira between the first vice and the second vice. The first vice says, Angel Dike. The second vice says, Zeboni Matloch Shemagar, Shemagar. Then Rakshin Ramuna Mitakarim Zechabayis, ואיצים דבונים סלולים תחתו מפסקס אינו צריך הבדיקה, אינו צריך הבדיקה כאשר מיטה מיטה דס רשס גרסה תשס מנשן דרד הגסויס but this is רשס גרסה. So according to רשס גנוי is asking כאשר מיטה מיטה, because the first price says that under all circumstances מתח לבית חבייס מפסקס יסרי חובדיקה. So and רבשים גם and in the second price it says מתח לבית חבייס ויצים ובנים סדורים תחתו ומפסקס יזיינו צרי חובדיקה. And even though the second price says ויצים ובנים סדורים תחתו, but that shouldn't make any difference whether ויצים ובנים סדורים תחתו or not. So in effect, the second price says that we dachlin is habayis umapse. Okay, so then it's tzricha b'ke. Whereas the first brayser says, tzricha b'ke, so there is still in respect to chayim, and there is still in respect to mitlam, ha'achleke b'habayis, so he was kashachin ha'chayim, kashachin damito, kashachin ha'chayim, now it's in Rashi. החלק יש מהם במצומות, מה נמחה לך נמחה לך במצומות כאן. ומה פשק זה שאתם שלא לקרק ולא למטו, כמו כשמדל כאן תסלו בערבי. ומה פשק זה שאתם שלא לעיצים, כאשר אתם האחרים כתום לאורך אחרים צריכים דיקה, תסקם פרייז יש צריכים דיקה. סוד גמור אסס, חיר האחרים לא יקשו, ולא יביטת תויה. The first place that says that אין צריכים דיקה, as reference to a hole that is in the wall very high up, so it's not accessible to human transmission, and all to very low, so a person doesn't bend down in the mishtamaj. And the second price, they say, that is reference to mitzeh, where it's in the middle of the wall, where it's accessible to human hands. The holy family will speak from the Lord, that to you, human transmission, never had it. Problem solution is from the Ishtamesh. Now, Mitamito is loikashe. Mitamito is loikashe. Why? Hodimidriye, hodimitatoye. Mitriye, shepeyo harbei. The Ishabit is elevated a lot. So the first line that says that Mithalakus Chabayis Ucham Tike has reference to a bed that is elevated. So it's not hard, you know, to bend down and put some chomets under the bed. So some many tzimokin shemachnis in the chomets. And the second line that says Ainot Srihabike has reference to the bed in Itatoye that is not very much elevated. So mainly not in Mishtamish, it's not easy. He has to lie down on the floor and put something under the bed. So mainly the person is not likely to do that. So mainly it's Ainot Srihabike. Datoya habe ich das Sabi, wenn ich das nicht schon war. Was kann je so, Beitres Jain in Zorbdike? Ich sehe es in der Preise, Beitres Jain in Zorbdike. Was kann je, Beitres Jain in Zorbdike? Es ist ein Jain in Zorbdike. Auch ein Maßgenommen mit Stapel. Der andere Preis, der zählt sich Jain in Zorbdike. Es reference to a case where he stores wine, let's say, there in the cellar. And then, whenever he has his sude, and he has to serve yayin to the guest, so he's likely, the waiter is likely to come down to the cellar and get some wine, and sometimes in the midst of eating. So while he has a piece of bread in his hand, he goes down to get some wine, and Agaburche, he forgets it and he leaves it there. So it's Imokin Shemachnis in the Chomes. So that's why in Tzodike. So the question is, if the price of his signs of Dike has reference to the case of Mistake, so why do they say Shemen in Tzodike? Yoha Shemen Ame? Shemen is Kevalach, Yain Kevalisi. Shemen people don't really use so much. So there's a limit. So if they prepare enough Shemen before the Suda begins. But Yain, they don't know exactly how much to prepare. Many times, some of the guests want another drink. So Mumele, the waiter, is likely to go down into the cellar and get some wine while he has a piece of bread in his hand, and then he will forget it. So it's a Mokish Machiz Lachat. Tongra Priye, also it's a Sheikha B'Bobel, it's a Yain B'Arit Yisroel B'Mistapi. In Bobel, they liked the drink of beer. Some mele, so it's a Sheikha also is a Mokin, Shemachnis in the Chomes, and so it became, Es darf nicht rasch, es ist aber eine Janisch Konzert, die gefunden ist, als Schamus in der Kmaß, die haben Janisch Kras auch wie Ode, die ich gebewahrt, die Lehm, die Idee, wo kam es schon in Zorg, die Karte mir oder. Und mit die Kinder zu der, so die Käse, den Zorg war mir nach Schuch und Lobby. Aber Janin Kerl ist hier, vom Museum, sie ist um mich rüber, mit Schalas, den Schamus, Bocking, da war der Waiter, der ging da um. Also ich habe gewollt, und ich bin nicht da, ich bin ganz Israel, ich bin in den Kerozioseim. Oma Raffride, wenn du gehst, mein Zorir, die Place, wo you keep, wo ist der Fisch, so der Ruf, ich war ja, die war keine Zwiebel, die ich alle kasse, hab ich Radrube, hab ich die Rufie, die Zute, die Fisch, die Sensor, die because he's from Keva, but small fishes, so sometimes the person wants a few more small fishes, some male it's a dicken, or the rabbi went to a dicken, she's from Keva, then it's a lame, then it's a sude, you train in Keva, then maybe it's a lame, then we'll have Omar Rabbe Barabune Beinuchel Vichire Tzorbike, the place where you store salt or you store wax is so Tzorbike. Why? Because sometimes in the middle of the Suda the waiter has to bring salt to the table and wax in order to light the candles. Of course today the situation is different in respect to wax. No one needs wax, you know, in the middle of the city. That's all. So it's the same situation. You look at this, how many who be killed, Shabbat, all people, you should be some grass, you know, the Melech, and maybe. Take it. Nita, I can look at this, a virus from a second. Here, Sherashe, do me tell my about the bottom under the bed, whether it's a fire, big enough. Because in Jerusha, we have a remember Achelekes, Elo Amapsekes, Visoloi, why you say Chalekes? Chalekes means it divides into two halves, I say. That implies that it is placed in the middle of the room. It divides into two rooms. If the whole question is in respect to the bottom, so, right up there in the middle of the room, to make any difference. And my second is what elevation now. Like I said, Chabai, some of the second signs from the end, Chabai. The like I said, Shina Gas, and Kings, and Kings, and Yochelav, and Sadachi, and Gabi Amito, let's say the door is here. And then you put a bed from wall to wall, you see, in the middle of the room. So then, and there is no door over there, so in order to go to the other half of the room, you have to go over the bed, under the bed, over the bed. I mean, there is no other way of entering into the other half of the room. Like the case of Yochlat and Mitzadachi, Elo al Gabi Amito, either over the bed, or Yeshua Kriyavet Achteo, or under the bed. So the price says, the second price says, so what does it mean, it means the other half of the room. Of course, this half of the room is so big, but the other half of the room is not very likely to be Mishami. Sometimes you go over towards the bed, under the bed, but he's not going to do it every half hour, you know, to go under the bed or towards the bed. So the other half of the room is not used so much. So it's in Mokim Shemach, it's in Bechomet. So it's in Tzorich. So it's in Tzorich. That's the chart in the second prize. The comma, the top, the top, the chimash, the shaum, the deceptive, the comma, the shaum, the mirror, 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 But that I had to go across the bed, he's in the bed. So no, it's not like Rashi. Rashi says that the question is in regard to the battle beneath the bed. No, it's not in connection with the battle beneath the bed, but in connection with the other half of the room, across the bed. The price of the Ktone Boetim Babonim Goras in Tzorvdi. Now, here, what is the verse in our text? So, like, the same way, that she in Gamliel in Eya, Mita Hoz Rabbi Zahon Dotel, Umatzekes in a Tzrichovdike. In a Tzrichovdike. So, he says, and Yoshalmi is much of this, the right verse, Goras in Tzorvdi. The Hodu in Shane, Hoche, שיש עצים באבונים, so then, if it says, אין צריך להגיד, the way it's now text, and the first price is, definitely says, צריך להגיד, so then, the Gemara could give another text, why would the Gemara have to say, how do you do it, how do you do it, the Gemara could say, the reason is why, the second price says, אין צריך להגיד, because it's 18 babonis during Tachteo, so he's not going under the bed, because there are 18 babonis, it will be pretty difficult for him, you know, to go very often under the bed, when there are logs of wood and stones beneath the bed. So that's why it's in its opening. Why do you not have to say, hold neatly, hold in Tachteo? עוד משנו אחרי שהעיתם אבנים משום למשל משום שלקח את אותי אלא משום להידרך וסוח ולא בתחת לנו because the more I assume that even though the price mentions it's not going to tell but it doesn't make any difference whether they are 18 or they're not 18 even if they are 18 it doesn't mean that he's so packed up with 18 that it's very difficult to go to there are a few 18 I mean, so what difference does it make whether there are a few lots of wood under the bed or there aren't even a few lots of wood under the bed? So that's why the Gemara says, Umishane, Hodi Midliye, which elevated, is also so difficult, it shall have little bit, Piyot Lava Tachtel Bonsfeya, it is elevated very much, in other words, it doesn't even have to be found, it's some high bed, you know. He just can walk under on me without bending down. So I said, in a middle year, on the contrary, in sort the Lunichel Alis Al Gabriel Lava, another shot, that in the case where it's very high elevated, so then, and it's not so elevated that he shouldn't have to bend down. So in order to go down beneath, he has to go down, even if it's very elevated. After all, we're not dealing here with midgets, you know what I mean, who are so short that without bending down, we can just go across without bending down. But if it is very elevated, then if it's not very elevated, so it's not likely to go beneath the bed to the other half of the room, but he'll go across the bed. But it's very elevated, so then it's not convenient even, you know, to go to the other side across the bed. It's some job you need to get on top of the bed. So maybe it's only so big. In a million so in so in the hours a couple of יש פורם בגלל שאין צור בקמאי שאובה ובשרי זה צור so there are other here in other places just in the verse in the first price it says אין צור and in בשרי זה it says צור ובשרי זה צור ובגיל says you just the reverse of our verse ובגיל says you not a case but one is doing תחתו ובוסי So in other words, even though it takes in Bavoni, so I would say it's not going to be Mishtamech, because that's Nyaki. So still each other. Each other. And certainly, needless to mention, evaluating Baroni, that is sorry. And in the first place, it says each other, so there is an obvious spirit. Virachgoris with our violence of. So what the cache, who poly hold with a mice area, illuminating the doing, who bastrice the beam. Precisely. So the first, both prizes say each other. But the first prize says that even without 18 under the bed is each other. And the second prize says, when is it in Zoyer? If there's something yaki, but if there are no 18, then it is Zoyer. So the Gemara says, Hodu Idliye, so the Mele is Hodu Idliye, so the Mele, so he can call it one shot on me. So it's easy to go under beneath the bed. So Mimele, the only reason as to why it's in its origin because it's in the Tachel. But if not it's in the Tachel, then he would have to be because it's easy, it's near Mishtanish. Machine in the other price, it says, in its origin, even without it, is where it's not elevated, so it's not easy to go under, it's even down, so it's not very efficient. Alright, so there are three kesoids. I don't think that there is any machlekit between kesoids, because according to one girl says so, in a certain situation, you know, because of the mitzies, so it's imokin shemachlis. That he's not mechuyev to push his hand into all the holes of the wall and into the cracks because of his sakon. My sakon. He named the sakon a sakon. And Bisman Chazal also, I understand that in certain countries like India, so even today there is a sakon a sakon. Alright, but anyway. So it's Man Chazal, of course, in the soil in Babel, so in Hoshim one tree, and in a hole, so that was the place where a snake was likely to be found, so maybe it was a sakon. Inemen sakon sako, ki mishtamish ech mishtamish. Here the Braise says that the only business why is not to have to push his hand in searching because of sakon. Otherwise, he wouldn't know. So that means it's a mokish machnis in the chomet. But if it's a sort of chomet to put the hand, how will the person in his right mind be established in those holes? Lo yitzricha dinoch, in other words. So before it collapsed, so then there was no sakon. So then it was safe. So the mele, so Chometz could be there. Now it collapsed, so it's there's a possibility. The Anechoshi, so because it's a corner, you shouldn't search it. You know how long it will be kept. But now Chometz is not for a particular array of people there. Also, Shinakelet Yochel Chometz. If it collects in such a way that the caliph cannot even reach it, so then it's mevuyah. That means it's buried. So it's soll man das akonei wird bin noch hoje zu sein. Drash. Nova bin in heilige Liebe. Es gab aber ein Elm und alles ein. Aber nur lach und schäbe die Nähe. Und die Klot und Schöja, die ist auch Kajon. Und ich stamm mich die Hohe. Die Achschob Nova. Die Gehe schon, sagt man es auch Robben. Sie darf von dem Motze, die Aschko ist wieder. Die Schäne nach Kelle, die Jochel, hat die Sache. Hoch im Vorschlag. Tapshin Gamliel, die Fehler Beis. Die Tange kam noch bis zur Kelle, schlöchert worden. In other words, if it is more than 3 to 4 inches deep, so then it's in a kelet yochel chapsach. If it's within 3 to 4 inches, so the kelet can still get it. Now the noise is like, Hashem Yomar, Yomar, a blazer, a shulchan mitzvah, and he's looking. Some may lay even. So in the case of Kelev Yochel Chapisach, or even though there is Sakone of Hakovim, so he still should be required to search by Sakone. Now what's the aloha Shlokhamitzen? The Shlokhamitzen is looking in that the person is allowed or is even required to expose himself to a real zakone just because it's a mitzvah. Just because it's a mitzvah. It's not ill at us. The dead is in it. The dead is in it. Now, where is a person should be required to jump down from the roof, from the Empire State Building, in order to do a mitzvah. So, because for a mitzvah, it's in council. So, what's the aloha of the mitzvah is okay? The aloha of the mitzvah is okay. Now, I want to mention a certain din in order to explain the aloha of the mitzvah in Mizuki. That I'm based on doubt. This has to do with smoking today. That I'm based on doubt. The second line. The tiny collation of Boyim Shono, Shohoyu is soiled by Mibo, Loinoshpolem Warsfens. There was no northern wind. My time and so in other words, and that's good. Wachtvein is necha. It's a good wind. That's very beneficial. When chamovel it's nenes, the northern wind is neither hot nor very cold. The chamozevachas, it's a pleasant wind. So in the aboyim shomor, in the midbar, so the Wachtsvenis did not blow. That was a detriment, a misfortune. So my time, the boy is in the Zifim oil. So because they sinned, so mainly they were chastised by the Hashgoch. So that's why the present wind did not operate. The boy saying, we need the Anani Kovet, because the Anani Kovet, the clouds of glory, encompass the Israelites. So, in other words, so that's why the northern wind did not blow, because if it did blow, then naturally it would have dissipated the clouds of glory. And so that's why we know. Omer Ahpape. Now, we, and the Gemara says, why the Gemara says, Pilboy Seine, Mishun Nashot Lo Ruach Tzveinis. In other words, while the Israelites warned them before, they won't maul their children. Why? Because it's a sakonet to maul the children. Because when a child is nimel, so then he is sick, and he has to be cured. He has to be cured. And the pleasant wind, that means good weather, the pleasant wind is an essential element in curing the child was nimel. In curing sickness, since there was no pleasant wind, no watchfulness, so mainly it was a sacrament to the mother child, because the recovery would be difficult. The recuperation would be difficult. So Omer Ahpape, Hilkach, Yemedi, 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 Shite, Loimalimbe. In view of the fact that the Israelites in Yibo were told not to be mal the children, Mishpabino told them not to be mal the children, because it was a sakone, because you have to have a good weather in order to be mal a child. So mele, on a cloudy day, and on a rainy day, Loimanilbe. And you don't mal a child on a rainy day or on a cloudy day. I mean, you never heard of such a thing. I mean, that if the day is rainy. Well, the answer is, this more has reference to the case where the child lives, you know, in a booth, you know. Bisman Chazal, there were many people, you know, who lived in booths, not in a well-sheltered house that is protected against rain and against wind and so on. So if the child happens to be in a booth, not in a well-sheltered house, some melee, if the weather is bad, it's a sakonet to be mother child. So that's, but of course, I mean, if you have the child is in a well-sheltered house, protected against rain, protected against wind, so then there is nothing wrong in being, so then there is no element of sakon. Sakhinabe means, you know, putting in the cups, you know, wine cases, it was called in Yiddish. You know, they used to, the barbers used to do it 80 years ago. And that's why the barbers are still wearing a certain kind of uniform, because they consider themselves as semi-doctors. Because 80 years ago, they used to put in cups, you know, on the shoulders of the people. If somebody wanted to have cups placed on his shoulders, it was considered by doctors, you know, as good, you know, for the blood pressure. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, there are certain doctors, Chinese doctors, who advise the cops even today, you know. It has good results, you know. In other words, it prevents high blood pressure and so on. So, that's misachrina. So, on a rainy day, we shouldn't pray. Now the Gemara says, so of course, it goes without saying that when Rapoke says, so he is reference to a booth, not to a comfortable, well-sheltered house. But the Gemara says that even a booth, today, lo yidne vidoshe bi rabim, sheime apsoim mashem. So, since many people are accustomed to be mal children and to put in cups, to set up cups, And a person, in a rainy day, even in a bush that is not well sheltered and kept warm, you see, and protected against wind, so nearly there is no use to do it. Because Shimur Tzomash. Now, what is Shimur Tzomash? So, somebody should be able, you know, to expose himself to all sakonis, jump down from the roof and say, Shimur Tzomash. Shimur Tzomash. You know the story? A certain person wanted to test himself whether he's very smart or not. So he decided, and he learned. So he decided, he knew the Pasuk Shimur Tzomash. He says he has a very good test. I had to find out his IQ. He says, he'll jump down from the roof. In those days, the roofs were not, you know, such a way. Two story things, you know. So he jumped down from the roof. Now it's mentioned Shimur Tzomash. So if he doesn't get hurt, that means he's stupid. Is it test? If he gets hurt, that it means he's very smart. So then he jumped down from the roof and he was injured, you know, his own body. So he said, I must be a genius. So what does it mean? Shimur Tzomash, that the person can jump down from the roof and rely on Shimur Tzomash. I mean, that's inconceivable. Now, the Nuki Esef, and the Rif from this Gemara mentions in the name of the Ritva, so he says as follows, and it's a very important halacha, very important halacha. He says, now, that here the Gemara says, we are not allowed to be now. But now, since people are accustomed, you know, to be mild children on a rainy day, even a good, so the male is Shimur Tzomash. So, it only means, Ramita says, it only means, as long as people were not accustomed to be mild children on a rainy day, then it was Osa. Why was it Osa? Why was it Osa? The answer is, there a Rambam, Hilchos Tzeach, Shmiras Nefesh. You don't have to go. Thank you. Says in Perek Yud Alef of Hilchos Tzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Halacha Dalet. In discussing the mitzvah of Makir, setting up a parapet on the roof, Echor Agag, the Echor Kodavor, Sheyesh Bei Sakone, the Rosh Shei Koshen Bo Odom Vyomus, Keish Hoi Solet Bei, Hoi Boi, Bachatzere, Bei Sheyei Bimayim, Bei Sheyim Bimayim, Chayev lasis chuliyek ve'yasofa. He lasis lo kisu kibishu yidu v'odom v'yomus. V'chei kol nichshu sheyesh v'sakonis v'foshis. V'tisese lo asire yu v'shoyo m'menu u'lizoyo v'dobo yoke yoke. Shenema v'shom lecho u'shmi nafshach. V'im lehesia v'niach ha'mishimis ha'midin l'v'sakone v'itin v'tisese the over the resources don't need it. So the Rambam says that one is required to watch out from any sakone. Yoke, yoke. Why did he use such an expression? Yoke, yoke. So we show you, man, we show you. Why yoke, yoke? The answer is that's the ignoring home. The ignoring home, that test, that you, the ignorer says, Chmira sakante v'yisoy. vis-à-vis Surrey, even though they get the rights of the Chumre, if it is Sophie. But if it's not Dina is Sophie, just a Shosher Echidim, let's say, if on the basis of what we have to say there is no Issa, let's say, we are allowed to eat meat. How do you know? Maybe it's a trade. Alright? So, the Sheikhet is baby, kept the Shrit of the Rey. But the other papers, not only the Rey, there could be a trade in the other involved. The answer is Rey Behemoth in the face. We don't have the Cheshish, you know, for a mute, for a mute. So, that's not so. Sveke the Reis is the Chumre. But Rof is our Pidim, considered the Bada. Even though the possibility is not excluded that a certain Behemoth does not conform to the Rof Behemoth. And it conforms to the Mir Behemoth, the Tinefe. But we don't have the Cheshish for a Cheshire Chayt. So we rely on Rof, we rely on Chazoke and so on. Masheim Kim, Baitubach Nefesh. We don't rely on Chazokim, we don't rely on all. Even Chesher Echeke, we have to rely on. That's what the Rambam means when he emphasizes. Kol Mirchum Sheyif is a constant process, Mrs. Esse, Nor Sire, Uli Shomim Menu, Uli Zoya, the Dabo, Yavi Yavi. Not right, we can't even rely on all, we can't even rely on Chazokim. Because of your Shomel Chosh, Mer Napshech, or Mer Eid, that means, even for a Shoshech. So, Chmira Sakante, Nisu, Chmira Sakante Nisu. So, the Halacha of Shin of Soim Hashem is, by Dosh Beram, if there is a Sakon, that in Kolater Kula, let's say, in the area of Nisuin, it will be considered so. Because there is a rope, on the basis of all, it's not a zakon. And even with man chazal, was it a real zakone to put your hand in the hole in the wall? It was a chesher echeit. In other words, it was the same kind of zakone like going by plane today. You hear? Every few weeks, you see in the newspaper that this plane crashed, that plane crashed. So it's a kind of but people keep on going by plane every day. Why? You wouldn't be able to function right in another life if you wouldn't assume Chosheh Rechekes, you wouldn't be able to function. First of all, you wouldn't even be able to eat anything because this might produce cancer and that might produce cancer. So you have to starve, so then you won't get cancer, but then you'll die, I mean, because of starvation. So in other words, because on the basis of law, it's a chosh rechit. It's a chosh rechit. But by chosh nefesh, we don't provide. We have to chosh it for chosh rechit. So actually, one should not be allowed to go that way. And until it became a common thing to go that way, it was really awesome. It was really awesome. I mean, the first one who went that way, I forgot his name, I don't know, Lindbergh, so he flew the first time to Europe, I think. To Europe, I mean, the first time. But I mean, as a passenger, so a certain name. Lindbergh was the pilot himself, but a certain, I think, a Jewish person. He was the first passenger on the plane. So he did not really happen to be Jewish and the GST child. Certainly, if I had to know that those days, I wasn't born at that time. But, so, maybe I was born already. I'm sure I was born. So then, I would have thought, no, because it's a Chesher Chayke. But today, it's moved out to go by train. Since Chesher Chayke, and it's Doshe B'Rabi, so we say, Shein Apsoim Hashem. That's the Aloche of Shein of Shein Hashem. So here in the Gemara, S, the O, so the Aloche O, so the announcement. So the Vitro says, in case it mentions the name of the Vitro. So in the Gemara says, Velina the Doshe Beragum Shein of Shein Hashem. Shein of Shein Hashem. So it means, until it was Doshe Beragum, it was also to be Malachar. three mouth child or to bring cups in your body, because let's say in a booth that was not well sheltered because of the structural height of Sakonim. But now you wish for Rabbi Mitzihete. Shemei Mitzihete of Shemei of Sonos. Now, so that it was said, that means that until it was Doshbe Rabbi, if somebody said, I want to be Malka child, I am not Cheshish for Shosher Cheshis. It was not allowed. Bezdin would tell him, yeah, you were acting against the din. If somebody wanted a cups to be placed on his body, you know, and bunches, so he wouldn't be allowed, because Ishamel Choshman Apshecha made. Now that it's Doshi Rabbi, people do it every day, so shame him. So he has the answer. But suppose a father comes and listens to him. He said, I just have a baby. Timid's father, and I wouldn't like to be Malka child because of the possibility maybe the child has a show and might be affected, you know. After all, I live in a booth, I'm so windy in the booth. So then the wolf will have to tell him, you don't have to be Malka child. If you want to be Malka, so there you have children. But you don't have to be. So that's a very big finish. So what does the Ritva say in the hand? The chin of what the Pshat and Chin of Sun Hashem is not, because the Bein Shalom watches over Psoi. What do you mean Psoi? What do you mean? He has to be a person, he has to get a certification from a psychiatrist that he's a person. In other words, a prudent person watches. And if a person doesn't watch himself, so it means to that extent that he doesn't watch himself is not prudent. He's a person is one who does not have practical wisdom. He doesn't watch himself. So it doesn't mean that it's a guarantee by the Hashkoche that he will not be harmed. Hashkoche doesn't give that guarantee. But it's a hand. So there is a loche of the Shomer Choshen Nafsh Chameid, the Rambam says, Zoich li Zoyer Vidovok, Yofe, by Shosher Chayke, but so is also a Vashid, Doshi B'Rabin, everybody does it, so Shemeya, So shame a psoimashim. But it's not a aftoche that you will not be harmed. He might be harmed. So there is an element of sakone. And by the aloche of pikach nefesh, he's dich kvater kolech, even with Gabi Shabbos. So in hilch pikach nefesh haro, so even a remote possibility of sakone is dich Shabbos. The Rishonim mentioned it in the name of Hamnatam, that a remote sakone in Deicha Shabbos. Vohor Aya, Rabban Tam said, the Sifra Yoshua, Vohor Aya, a yildes as a din of a chilesh in the sakone. Rabban Tam says, Vafula achas ni elef lo mozom of shetomos. Late. That was Rabban Tam's days. In one out of a thousand yildes, we don't hear this shudah. So in other words, it's a very slight chance. It's not even 1,000th of a chance. Today, it's much less. It's probably not even 1/10,000th of a chance. But even today, there are cases, I also know of cases, where women died because of Lady. Why? Because of Lady, he got a blood cut what brought him then? Did I come to it, or did he die from the living itself? But from the what brought? So there is a remote sakone, even today. Some, and still Zecha Shabbos. Sometimes says it's a rayek that in Hilchim Tvach Nefesh Acharon, even if the Chshoshe is a Chshoshe Rechay, Now my father used to repeat in the name of Reb Chaim. I don't know whether Reb Chaim meant it literally. Maybe he did it. Reb Chaim said, "I'm not philosophic from Tvach Nefesh Zecha Shabbos." I mean, I don't know whether he meant it literally, but he meant to he certainly meant to emphasize that we don't regard probability in the Tvach Nefesh. Even a slight chance of sakone is deicha kalatirka. So Mele, that Mitzvah says, Shein Abchim Hashem is only a heker. It doesn't mean that there is no sakone. There is a sakone. But in the fact that there is a possibility of saving your life, so that is the requirement. So even when you're allowed to do it without the mitzvah, but if you don't want to do it because you are afraid, you're very fearful, lest the child will has to show and die from the mirror in a windy day, in a booth, you know, where you feel the wind. So then it's the mitzvahs. So I think that the halacha of Shulchan is also. So, of course, goes without saying, Shulchan is also, so only applies to Shulchan Chaykh, not has to show him to be a Sakone. He'll assume a real risk, a 50-50 suffix, and he'll say, Shulchan Mitzvah. So that's a child. So it only applies to a Chosher Chayk. The Gemara says, Mokin Shrecha Hazeke, then we don't say Shrecha Mitzvah. But in Shrecha Hazeke, if it's a real subject, not a Chosher Chayk. So, in other words, the whole aloha of Shrecha Mitzvah applies only number one to Chosher Chayk, and number two, where it is Doshe B'Rav. So Doshe B'Rav, even without being Shulchan Mitzvah, there is a heta to submit to Yechashashach. But, you have to hear to do it, it's still considered to be a chlevesh. But if it is a mitzvah, so then you have to hear, then it's not even considered to be a chlevesh. So then you have to have strong kasha. So why does the Gemara say that Bishrei no gabi ganches halai? There is no mitzvah. Go to gabi falling the child, this man, even shalai to not. This man, it's a big mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say, why does the Ritva say, if he doesn't want to be mal, he doesn't have to be mal, because it's pikuach nefesh, but it's Doshe B'Rabim, but it's Shluch Mitzvah. So it's no Sakon altogether. The answer is, Shluch Mitzvah in Zokin only implies that one is allowed to involve himself in the Chosh Rechaik of Sakon. If the Mokin Mitzvah, if it's Doshe B'Rabim, but not to involve somebody else, the child. So let's say, so this is the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, now, the Gabi is Sakone Sakone. So what does it mean? The Man Chazal, so it was a real Sakone, to, you know, to put your hand in the hole, people in your daily life. Because it's Doshe B'Rabi. Some Mele, there was a heter. But there is still an element of Sakon. But in Kitzishvuch and Mitzvah, so then it's not even Sakon. Anyway, okay, there is Aftoch. Not for Mitzvah, for Rishus, there is no Aftoch. There is only Hekka. But if it's for a Mitzvah, so then there is Aftoch that he will not be using. If he involves himself, not if he involves other, that is, then there is no Aftoch. So the Mele, that's the Gemara Skash. Vomar Avleda Shloch Mitzvah in Mitzokin. What does it mean in Mitzokin? In Yechshosh Shereche, when it's Loish Chiyach Hazeke, and it's Dosh Abir Rabi. So like this, there is a heter without Mitzvah. But without Mitzvah, there is a heter, but in Yisakon, Yechshosh Shereche, Yisakon is considered. With the Mitzvah, it's not even considered Yisakon. So you should be Mechuyek to search. Amar Rav Ashi, Shemo Tivat Limachat, the also the Unibasor, will not do it for the Mitzvah. The Chai Gavne, but the question is, but he'll do two things. First, he'll look for the, he'll search for the Machat, and he'll also search for Chomets. So it's still a Mitzvah. So the Chai Gavne, what did he do? That time, why? Because he doesn't do it exclusively Lishim Shemayim. He has an ulterior motive too, so what? He has an ulterior motive. But it's a mitzvah anyway. But Tanya Oina Selazu is Doke Bishu Sheikh Yerli Oin Sheeye Ben Neya Mavo. Harizu Sadigomo. There's another girl in the Gemara. Not Harizu Sadigomo, but Harizu Zdoko, Harizu Zdoko more. So the Gemara says, you may boss of the body because of the Basta. We are Hashemish. That maybe after he finished already searching for Chomets, so he decides to search again to find his Machat. Find his Machat. Then there is no Mitzvah. So because of that, the Chachomim absolved him from the obligation of searching. And all he has to do is to be Nivatel. Yom Basar Bodak, also Yom Basar. Rashi. Shema Tivit on Mach Hashuta, Bota Hashuta Yom Basar. So if you can have a Mach Hashuta, last year Hashuta would be easy. The Chai Gavne, the Mishavne, the Mitzvah, the Tzolchei, last year Hashuta would be clear. So first the Gemara said there's Sakon in Sakon is Akon. Now Rav Nachman Yitzchok said not Sakon is Akon. That Sakon is Nochem. What it means Sakon is Nochem? Maybe they'll make an Aliyah is down against him. They will perpetrate his story that the Jew is engaged in shopping. He's engaged in shopping. Because you see, not only this man Chazal, so all the good felt, or I see, or I don't know, but most good felt that Jews are engaged in witchcraft. Even as late as Shakespeare's time, you know, the 16th century, so Shakespeare mentions a moment, you know, in connection with the witches. So he mentions that witches had certain tools. And he says, and an organ of the Jew, in other words, the Jew was like, even Shakespeare, had the prejudice against Jews that that Jews were identified with witchcraft. So now the witches were accustomed to do strange things, not natural things, like stretching out your hand in a hole in the wall. That's a strange thing. It's not a natural, it's not a natural exercise. So melee, if the Jew would search the holes, let's say in the German neighbor is a goy, what would the goy say? Well, the Jew is engaged in witchcraft. So this is a comment. So even you shouldn't be chayshish, even from the sakone of an alulas dam based upon shopping. So the Gemara says, heiche di shriya chazei kesham. So in other words, that wasn't a chesher chayshish. That was so common that it was a real sakone in those days. Shenema Avayim, how do we know that we do not say Shluchim Mitzvah in Zokim? Because Shenema Avayim Ashmuel Yechilich Mishoma Ashmuel Boragan. So after all, he was told by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be Reishich, to anoint David as Melech. So it's certainly a mitzvah. So why was he afraid lest there will be repercussions, reprisals from Shaul? The answer is, that was the Cheshire Chaykin. Because Shaul was angry at anybody who might appoint David in the government. Vayimer Hashem Egoz Boch Otika V'yodecha. Alright, now the Rashi. Kol Atibir, 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 ועבדייתי נוכי לא שמל בגלל לזו איך הלך נמשך את דבי ואף הפי זה שלו בשלמו כמו יואר או יורי. So we say that only when it's a chosher chayke then שלוח את זה נמשך, but if it's a real sakone then we do not say שלו נמשך. So בואי מיני מרב, חנה בני ברב, דיירה בבאגה, מהו למעשה קדמה וחשוכה לבירה. Those תלמידים who live away from the city, in the outskirts of the city, and they have so בכפורים שלביקון, the villages. So then they have to walk to the Bismedrash. To Bismedrash. So there is an element of sakone against the robbers, you know, and listing. There's an element of sakone on the roads. The roads are not protected. So are they allowed to go? I mean, do they have to go to the Bismedrash to learn Torah? In other words, there is a chesher chayk of sakone. There is a chesher of sakone, and this is something that people do every day. I mean, you assume risks. I mean, this kind of chesher chayk. So you go on the road, people don't stay home just because there is a possibility of being attacked by listing. People keep on going in on the roads. So mele, and it's a mitzvah. So That's the Shaila. Rav Rashi, Bnei Merab, Talmid Matzrich and Rabo Madayim Kol Merab, Dayer Bibagya Bikol Shubibiko. So, Mau Lineise Kadme Vechashuche, Tashkin Ba'aret, Kidmal is a Shacha, Mishetech Shach, Klum Yeshlem, Miram Namazik. Omalahu, Neisel, Laibal Tabor. So, in other words, they can come to this marriage. In other words, he said, I assume responsibility. How would he say such a thing? I assume responsibility. How can he give a guarantee? The answer is the Rebbeinu shall give the guarantee, because Shulchan Mitzvah even is auction. So it applies only to Shasher Chaykon and Zoshe Rabbi. So without Mitzvah, there is also Heter, but there is no guarantee. It's still considered to Kach Nefesh as a Mitzvah. But two things. For Mitzvah, then there is a guarantee, but a Rebbeinu shall. Some Mele Rav was able to say, I assume responsibility. So, to come to this marriage, Nazel, how about going back from this marriage when it's still dark, then it's like a mitzvah to go to this marriage, so it's a mitzvah, but to go back home, it's like a mitzvah. So, Nazel, my, Omalu Yadan, I don't know. If my Roman Rabbi Ashok and Mitzvah is talking, Loi Bali Choson, the Loi the Hazaroson. So, in other words, Rabbi Ashok says that the Haftoch Ashok and Mitzvah is talking applies not only to the Alicha and Loi Bali Mitzvah, but even to the Hazore. Because, I mean, there is a possibility. But what's the Pshat? Because if there won't be any Haftoch for the Hazore, so we'll be deterred. From going, I mean, what will we do? We'll go to the mitzvah and then we'll stay there. So mele, there is aftoche for the chazore too. Kiman kai tane bitani isim yudei meya, kulti shomro teo, kuliach midishu sarcecho. That's in connection with mitzvah of the rebbe, which is Sisa. Sholish Bolin Bashono, the Holy Kosmucho, as May Odin and Shem of Kay's Hor. Kayri is going in Paneho, the Hafti is Buleho, the Yahmi Nish is Altaho, Balis Hol, the Holy is near the Shem of Keho, Sholish Bolin Bashono, so there is a Toch, the Yahmi Nish is Altaho. When you go into the Eagle Regal, so there is a Toch and you're not behind. What do you mean? The fish on what you are is a hot. Lame is the Porosho, they fair. Then Chayim at the Corso. Tan Glossom Nakeres Bashbo. Then Huzum at the Corso. Valley Von Kavachimia. Umay Lushidakum Lozuki Zukin. Neodum Shin Dakalos, Ukala has come of the Hamo. Ely Elo Valiche. The Hazor Minayim, Tavalina, from Miso Babaker. Yolachter Alecho, Mulamich Teich, the Tinzo Alecho Bishol. So, Bichniachad Akil Bachazire, so why do you need a possible Yachme Dishes Arzacho? That Balichi, he will not be harmed? Lomeli, Lichid Ravame. So the Posse, Xenachname, the Alok of Shulchan Mitzvah in Mizraki, even Bachazore, we learn how to induce from the Posik Ponisuba Beit Olach to Lech. And the Posik of Yachim Shizal Tzacho tells us something else. Ravamez. And Adam Ravame, Korodom Sheish Likar Keil Reg. Sheim Likar Kein Eil Reg. In Eil Reg. Omar Abobin Barav, Avade Omar Abitzok, Mumai, Tevez Gimusa Berushalayim, Because you say are certain types of foods that are very sweet, and so in Yerushalayim you don't find them. So why? They don't grow in Yerushalayim, these pears. Today shall ye go namely molly will to the use of Yerushalayim. So there is a reason as to why such sweet fruit don't go in Yerushalayim. Because there might be Jews who will decide to be here in Yerushalayim not because of the mitzvah of Israel, but because of the ulterior motive. So because of that, so there are no peres dinusa in Yerushalayim. Dinusa aliyah shalei lishmo. Kayeitzi bei omar rab tistoy bei rab yanu et mayin hamitari bei Yerushalayim. So, kiri lishayu eilu rikoli nengu nil molo le yolimu alimu bei hamitari gayenu. Dinusa aliyah shalei lishmo. Mia Shapiro built the Yeshiva Sfachim in Lublin for the that was probably, I don't know, probably it was 360 years ago. And that was the first Yeshiva in Europe that had a beautiful edifice. Not a Yeshiva, not a beautiful edifice. The furniture was broken and the walls were dilapidated, you know, like a real yeshiva. No. But Yeshiva's Chacham Lublin had a beautiful edifice. Rabbi Shapiro raised a lot of money in the 20s in America and maybe South Africa too. You know, and then he built a beautiful edifice. It was one of the most beautiful buildings. So there are certain Yidalim, especially in Rabbi. The Chokh of a Rebbe especially, who was a Mila Shapiro's Rebbe, and he was very opposed to this kind of a building for Yeshiva. And he mentioned, we all mentioned this Gemara in Tzachim. In other words, if you build a beautiful edifice for a Yeshiva, so the attraction might be not taught the learning of Torah, but the beautiful edifice, the comfort, the storage. He mentioned that Gemara as a criticism against Rabbi Yeshiva. So, Nutsa Aliyah Shalom Yeshiva, tell the Rashi. Valtavoli Yeyen Shetayken Bani Yezeku Shamitza Midin Aleyen Nezel Lish Kuzi Mishikach Shah Maik Undchim Lismecho Anitza Bachazor Eloi Kirefi Shomro Teo מתיח שמוצא ככה מלמדים שהיא צריכה הכוסף של היוזר ממני כוס מגופי בידר כלי זה תראות המיס לי מזלה ונמוי הרלי איס מיזג מגופי שגרבה מקרו כמה לכן רבה מורסה פרס גניוסר מסוק מיד ימי מברוק אז בני כנרס שמידינו בארץ ישראל. This is the present of Hochet Isha, Kelef Yochel Chatzah, Ukachim Potter, Elun Nezakon, Vihodi Mashma, Gabi Mathilis, Ima Kelef Yochel Chapez, Eilik in Ubrea, Vitor Kubare, Ilu Nifter mit Nezakon Esako. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say, Kelev Yochel Chapez, so it's all the bare, but there is a sakone of Akko. In a day, Shana or some divada in the Chonez. It's Rifu Chachonim, the Haskir Peel, the Nore de Chatzine, and the Hochesh in the Chonez Yodua, Loit Rifu. Loit. So what do we see from this basis? From this basis we see that the reason as to why the price says in Chayim Nisim the Achri Shiyodah Rechilim Zdokim, because of this Kohen, it's a Kohen Shiyodah Rechilim, is not because of the Kohen Shiyodah. Because if it had been the concept of Kach Nefesh, so even if he knows that there is Barei Chometz, he still should be put out from the Kach Nefesh. So it's a special kule, and the special kule, that special kule only applies to a case where he doesn't know where there is Chometz. So ordinarily, he's mechuyev min rabbanon to be baby, even if he doesn't know whether there is chametz. But in this case, so he's not mechuyev. Hashem kei, if he knows there is chametz, then he cannot be put on the basis of pikuach nefesh, because there's an eitzim. Pikuach nefesh to push his hand, but let him engage a worker who will use a shovel, he will not use his hands. So then there is no sacrament. So we have to pay him, all right, so we pay. But it's not because of marriage. That's what case is. Let's see a certain washing here. In Yeshom Tzatzakone, it's that on the test in the near, on the Dalit, at the end of the second cow. In Yeshom Tzatzakone, Yeshnopu or Popo, Shol Mailman, the Mister, in Yeshom Tzakone Sakot, Akotisha, Selot, Yoloch, and Chavi Sakot, Shein Amapeles, Pitrasi, Yuridei, in Tzor of Dike, Shein Ema, Vechai Bohem, Veloi Sheyomus Bohem. So he says the reason is why he's butter of the baby is because of Pikach Nefesh. The Chayban, there's the posik of Pikach Nefesh. The Chayban will Hashem with them. So how about this discussion? So why do we say over there that Makelef Yochel Chapi is aging boy? So we have to even our parents that they are the more reference to the case who know the Danuakon. He knows the Danuakon. Let's say it collapsed only half an hour ago. And we know that immediate area Danuakon. I mean, that situation. Of course, today there is no Shoshapakon altogether. But Zman Chazal, does it mean? I mean that every place was contaminated with the COVID. But, so then he is mechuyev to the baby. But if we don't know that it's secure against akrovim, inochanabe is not the baby because the kach nefesh. But how about the kashe? Let him engage him for a chair and he'll pay him a certain fee. And then he'll use instruments, the worker. So the answer is, what did she tell me? The answer is that is not mechuyev monosha. If there is pikuach nefesh without paying a worker, so it's not mechuyev to spend money. Now, this is apparently that's the machloket between the Rabbaniri and Tesis. Rabbaniri and Tesis. Now, years ago, so there was a whole machlekes between the Shem Salman and Rabach. It's in Nea, they know the Jews. In Nea, it's the poor German. Let's say a doctor. He's called out on Shabbos to a patient. The patient is a conscience. Naturally, he's allowed to be in the Chal Shabbos. He's allowed to be in the Chal Shabbos. But suppose the doctor can walk over to the person. It's not easy for the doctor to walk. It's a great hardship. Or suppose, let's say, The doctor has a car and he can drive himself, but he can, you know, take a taxi, a boy, I mean, and then you'll have to pay him, let's say, $20 or so. So the question is he allowed to drive himself? Is he allowed to drive even though it's 2 miles and he can walk over, but he's not mechuyev, since he's got nefesh, he's not mechuyev to knock himself out and walk 2 miles or 5 miles. Even though it's physically possible for him, he will not become sick, he says, well, but it will knock him out. Oh no. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Lerbach passed that he doesn't have to spend money, because since it's Pekach Nefesh, but he can save the human life by spending money and or by knocking himself out. He's not a way to do that. He's not a way. And then there are other Rabbonim who are Chelik. It's in Neyam, it's mentioned. So that's the child. It's in Neyam. I think that this is a Machlekes, this child is a Machlekes between Tesis and Rabbonim. Tesis says that when we say because of the Chshot, there's no very difference for Shechikya, not Shechikya. Since the Ritva says that even Chshot Shechikya of Sakonis the Foshes is the Chkwate Kure, even when it's not Shechikya, so it's the same thing. So Tesis says that when do we say that he's not a good boy if he doesn't know that there is chomet in the head? But if he knows, then he's a good boy. Not that he's a good to submit himself to the chomet. So he's a good boy to spend money. To spend money. In other words, so he'll make the search with a shovel, with an instrument. But here, because he doesn't know, and you see the Rabbanon, so the Chachamim patted him, so it's a special cooler. But otherwise, he's chayef, when he knows he's chayef, why shouldn't he be potter of making the search, even if he knows? And here, with the icy little bound beside him, it's only the Rabbanon. So apparently, Taisa Shifri is not the way to Shifri Zalman Rabbanon. Another way, I mean, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach considered it as a Dvar Pasha, but it's not such a Dvar Pasha. They were Chelik. Now, I'm not going to say, maybe most Shemin agree not on the basis. With the Miri, that could be, but Tehi Shita is not like that. It's not trying to save Pekach Nefesh. If it's actually kind of Shneir, you can save the human life, you can spare yourself from the Sakone by spending a little bit of money. The question is, I mean, how much? I mean, is it clear you need to spend $1,000? It's not a question. I don't know. There probably is a limit. I mean, one say that the doctor is clear to spend, let's say he has $10,000, so spend, he can avoid being the Chal Shabbos by spending $10,000. So the problem is the limit. I don't know. It's a very difficult question. It's not so simple. But anyway, Rav Zalman Auerbach didn't discuss the case where it has to become published. Of course, some cases wouldn't say that if there is a sakonis nefoshes, but by publishing himself, he is able to avoid Chul Shabbos and save human life. So then he's still mechuyev to publish. But the other word that the Shita is that the other word he's mechuyev to spend and to knock himself out to walk 2 miles, as she felt with him, if he's in good health. So he's mechuyev. And the year is like, I just want to finish up. the Mishnah, and then there's time left, I want to discuss that, because there's another Rashi that has a bearing on that child, that from Zalman Murbach was Chilk and another day. ובמה אומרו בישועי דימאתי ובמה אומרו בישועי דימאתי כמו כשמכניס לי חומץ וישם אינו בישועי שבתי כל המאת וסירים שישועי שחציני שהינו אל יויני ובמה אומרו בישועי סמאתי מן דחר שמי הורקום קומו כנשי מכניסים בחומץ עם צורם דיקה חומי שמעתת למישור לסון סטל דיסקוסים מעתת סורי קומו כהורקום קומו כשמכניסים בחומץ צורם דיקה ויצא שיים ויצא שמי נעמים צורם דיקה ובמה אומרו שתי אישורי דימרתי מוקים שמכניסים בחומץ צורם מסתפי מרתי כמן לך שמי ליפי תמנת ביקה לקום מסעם את הלכם לבום על המאמרו הורק כמו נתנרי שכל מוקים שמכניסים ואמרו לי כל מוקים ועשו מייל עשו יצא שיים ושמן ומשמוחם בינו רם אמרו לי כמה צורי על ביקה ומפורי מוקים שמכניסים לחומת וחדום מקיגים לי מסתפי ושם הם רואים שתי שיעורי סלט מכל המעט אין בסיל אין מהם שתי שיעורי סחיצים אישים ילגנת שבקו השני זה ועד בשם ועד בשם אני ועד בסיל אני so אומר עד יהודה ובשם אישי שתי שיעורי סלט מכל המעט so שתי שיעורי שאומרו מנורת עד שמי קירו מנורת at Shmei Keiro it means now you see he has copies of Yai so he has the Sala so he has many roles now. So he has one role that was a couple of that he puts another role about let's say this is the first role this is the first role then the second role I mean, this is the first role then sets up the second one. Then the third one. So, okay, up to a Shmeikir. And then, this is the outward, most external column of rows of barrels of wine. And then, another, the theme then, another column of rows. And the third column, the theme then, Shrekah. So, according to the Shammai, we'll say, Shteishuas of Mevaate, so it means it means the most external column from the floor to the ceiling and then the next column from the borders and this is according to Rabbi Yudit Rabbi Yechen Omar Shuach Askin Yigam Yigam Yivonis in other words the most external column and then the column that is in contact with the ceiling Kini Gandhi Bont Tanya Kabosne Rabbi Yude Tanya Kabosne Rabbi Yechanan Tanya Kabosne Rabbi Yude Bishama Yimrin Shtei Shure Shatni Kolama Shtei Shure Shomun Noor Rashin Keo Tanya Kabosne Rabbi Yechanan Shtei Shure Shatni Kolama Ritzino Reis HaPesach the whole column from the floor to the ceiling and then the barrels that are in contact with the whole ceiling of the room Bitzino Reyes HaPesach Velieno Reyes HaKiro Sholitnem Menu Bisholmatu Menu Ein Tzor Dike Now Rashi שתי שורשון ושם אני אוהב לשמי קירו והריץ יין ניסה לחביסים שורשוריס השמון כל קרק אמרת לכי מניח מחוביס על כל על חוביס כי שוריס לחתים יצדה קירו ועמוד בשמי שאי סון שתי שוריס Die 10 in diese Schreie sagt das auch nicht, Herr Kramat, das ist schon schlecht, und so trinkt man auch das Titra. Schneid hier auch nicht mehr schon ein. Da bin ich nochmal. Stay schon schon, wie schaue ich schon, jetzt nehmen wir eure Artikel. Der Kaiser will ja klar, habe ich für jenes auf dem Kolorat, die Frau ist schon mal die. Schaffin, Frischur, im Boss, und in diesem Mal im Mato. Gami, die Muri von uns. Das Sujok, in den Kopf, Schalonu. Psycho, Schur, Achas, in den Gamm. Hein, Schur, und dann weiß. Das wird die Gamm von uns. Die Gamm von uns. So. ועשויות מחוב שלום בשורו שרחסים גם הנשור בסקיפו בשורלין ובשחיבו ומעבין בקיס הפייסים בחוץ והגג דורס הכיר לנו כל גג השורס שאותנים ממנו שרקצים ושמחים ממשל ימי צריך הבדיקה נאו בסילי מושיך שורס הרצים שלא ינעיז סוד כבר שנזגוע בבסילני אומר רב ינו בשלם מטו ממנו די אפרמוסט בו in the external column, Angel Matterman, the one beneath the uppermost row, that is also in the external column of rows. Ushmuel Amara Yeno Vishalat Nirna, the uppermost row, and then the one after that, towards the interior of the room. My time there are five to ten years. weil jenes getonnen limut mit der Toi, mit der Josef. Und Schmuel einmal jenes hat nun mehr noch mein Teil mit der Eichel jenes. Doch ich zähne noch getonnen limut der Gabi Josef, die Gabi Josef. Now, according to Schmuel, it means a jenem schlug nie mehr noch. So, so why did it say Chizeno, it's not only Chizeno, it's the one after the Chizeno too, but to exclude those that are more in the interior. That is lifnim lifnim shemimem. Afriye tome kavos lerab, dechule tane tome kavos lishmuel, vilchas kavos lishmuel, so naturally, according to our girls, I mentioned it in the Lohashia. So since the Gemara says vilch kavos lishmuel, so you have to pass them like Shmuel, that he has to be believed, and he knows it's lifnim men. Not like Rab, even though the general rule is vilchas kerab v'yisure, and here is a sore, but here the more passing the fears like Shmuel. But the way the Rambam men the shame in Manab Gere is people has covers the Shmuel. So Mele they passed me according to the general that Hilchase Kirab Yisure and Shmuel also passed.